You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
So I just heard somebody bragging about his one-night stand.
Ew.
And I was like, whatever, dude. I've got two nightstands on either side of my bed.
Oh, what you know about that life?
Play that track, Ellen.
Art Van.
I'm single. I'm single. I'm single.
Why?
Hey, Stacy.
Hey, Chelsea.
It's episode 39.
Hi. Oh, on the cusp of 40.
40 and fabulous, almost.
Oh, I'm like, why is 40 almost fabulous? But
well,
you meant 39.
Because we're at 39.
I got it.
How are you doing, Stacy?
I'm okay.
What's wrong?
Oh, my goodness. Like, just life has been happening. And I realized for the past, this is crazy. So, like, for the past 10 years, I have not celebrated my birthday. Like, I always shun it. And it's because every year for the past 10 years, something crazy has happened. I get in an argument or a disagreement with someone close to me, and I always get sick. Past 10 years.
Well, they're not 10 years.
No, like, every year for the past 10 years.
Not including your 22nd.
No, 22nd. There was a big fight that year.
Oh, you know what? There was a fight.
There was a big fight.
I was thinking about just being sick.
No, and I was sick that month too, but it's happened for the past 10 years. I'm like, this is the devil. I hate this. I was so mad. So
you're
when
just
I realized
not meant to age, it's a good thing you look so young.
You better chill. Well, I do use Philosophy skincare. Actually, no, I was going to ask to see if you had any samples of time in the bottle, because I was telling my friend about it. She was talking about dark spots. I'm like, listen, it's expensive, but time in a bottle is a game changer. Yes.
Yeah. In case anyone wanted to know who I work for my day job.
I mean, part time. I mean, it doesn't mean you work there. Maybe you just got me hip to it. You got me hip to Urban Decay.
That is true. And I don't work for them. They're just awesome.
Right? Do they do the Naked Palette?
Mm-hmm.
Right? I keep saying it's been a year and I still haven't gotten the Naked
Palette. Like, I know what I need to get.
Right.
I just haven't bought it.
I thought about it. I still need to. Whenever someone mentions you, I'm like, oh, I still need Chelsea to play with my face. They're like, what? I'm like, I need to figure out what lipsticks look good on me.
I love you so much.
I love you. But no, it's been a rough week. I got over a cold.
Well, I'm glad you're here.
I'm working nonstop. I know, because I was like, I don't have a full-on voice for radio this evening, but I got a face for it. Hey. Just kidding. But
no, you're prettier.
But I'm going to, here we go. I'm going to a bridal shower tomorrow, and it's for another, drumroll, virgin. So I'm like, I'm getting you all the slutty lingerie. All of it. All of it. I'm so excited.
Just don't get her anything too complicated. She's not going to be
where
able
to. Do you? There's
how do I get into it?
Straps.
And how is he going to get me out of this?
Right. Why is there a whip? I don't understand.
She comes out wearing it like a tail. She's like, hey, baby, I don't know why they thought this was hot.
He's like, oh, I know what to do with it.
He's like, it's fine. It's fine.
Right. But they're the sweetest couple, the nicest people you will ever
meet.
That is
awesome.
So they remind me a lot of what are their names? Bonnie and Bob.
Clyde. Sure.
Yeah. Okay. But you know what I'm talking about. Yeah.
Yes. We talk about them a lot.
Right. But other than that, just getting over Buffalo Wild Wings drama.
What? Yes. Okay. So right before we started the show, Stacy got a text from Buffalo Wild Wings in Midland.
In Midland.
Saying that her table was ready.
And I'm like, what? I've never been to Midland before. What is going on? So then they sent another one like, please get in touch with the hostess. Your table's ready. So they're laughing at me because I'm like, let me call them and let them know.
So Stacy just called. And she's like, just in case I ever needed to be at the Midland Buffalo Wild Wings, I don't want them to throw me out.
Right? Like, I've never been kicked out of a place, but if I were to be on, like, you know, the, like, blacklisted from Buffalo Wild Wings, that would really hurt. Like, oh, yes, whole family, come in. Not you.
Not you.
Like,
you don't
what?
Get to come in.
What? Yeah. But when I called late, she's like, so someone's trying to steal your identity and go into a Buffalo Wild Wings. I'm like, if I were, like, a fugitive or something like that, I would do that. Like, wing specials on Tuesdays. My name is Amy.
Oh, it must be, I think Thursdays they do boneless. So that's what they're there for.
See, but I don't like boneless. I like traditional.
I get that. I understand.
Traditional.
Tradition.
Bone in. Makes me giggle. Oh, she was boning. I was eating wings.
They were delicious.
I'm just saying. What's going on with you?
Nothing really. I mean, a bunch of stuff, but nothing really noteworthy for the show.
Okay, nice weather we're having.
Nice weather. No, I my whole family is like fighting this crazy flu thing that's going around. And for whatever reason, knock on wood.
Is this
not wood?
This is not wood.
I have not gotten it yet.
Tap on microphone.
Cardboard is a form of wood, right?
From a tree.
Counts.
Trees.
So we're just kind of dealing with that. Everybody's sick. And I'm like, it's not like I've been avoiding my family or anything, but I've also just been like, oh, thank you for not coughing in my general direction. And then some changes at my job that happened today. So, you know, just living life. It is hard when you find a job you really like and then all of a sudden you can't get comfortable anywhere anymore. So like right when you're because I literally was just saying to somebody, I really love my job. I feel like it's perfect for me. There's a great niche. And I feel like somebody was over in the corner going, just you wait. Just you wait. So now everything's up in the air. I do still love my company and everything. It's just there's a lot of changes. Anyway, we are not alone in the studio.
We're not. Oh my gosh, who's in here with us?
I forgot your last name, Michelle. Michelle is in the studio with us.
Hi guys, thank you.
I mean, you don't have to say your last name. There's like a lot of dudes listening.
It's an easy Polish name, though.
Yes, it is. That's the worst part, is that Skorsky. It's an easy Polish name.
Yeah. Oh, I was like, Michelle is Polish?
It's probably French, but yeah.
Right?
I was really confused. Michelle?
Skorsky.
There was that one girl that was like, you know, oh my gosh, I speak French, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, so do I. I'm like, Arctic Triomphe. Baguette. Eiffel Tower. She got mad. It was great.
Croissant.
I'm trying to learn French, and one of the first words they taught me on this little app was cake, and it's ghetto. And I thought,
really?
I thought of you every
ghetto,
time.
Like
ghetto?
G-A-T-E-U.
With T. G-A-T-E-U. Ghetto.
Ghetto.
That's cake. So you could say, j'adore ghetto, and that's you saying, ghetto? I love cake.
Oh, j'adore ghetto.
J'adore.
What is it?
J'adore.
J'adore?
No, it's j'adore.
Oh, I said j'adore.
Yes, you did. French from Chelsea.
Menage a trois, I think that's you French.
Yes,
right?
That is menage a trois.
Well, that's the only one
yes,
I can think, come
that
up
would
with.
Be, that would be three people.
Do they know each other? Are they friends?
They're gonna.
Oh, God. Oh, my goodness. Well, hi, Michelle.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
We're so happy to have you. We met her, actually, a few months ago.
Yeah. What's funny about that is that I knew the name of your show.
Right.
And how many months later you asked me to come on, so you just assumed I was still single, and you were right.
Well, no, you don't have to be single to be on the show.
She apologized, too.
I said
joking.
The same thing.
No,
I think it's funny, though.
Right? No, because when I contacted her, she was like, and I'm still single. I'm like, well, we are, too.
Right? We've learned nothing.
No, I actually choose to be, but.
See,
hey.
There you go. There you go.
Yeah. That was like when we had Andrew on the show, and Dave, and we told Dave that she's married. He goes, "Is she even allowed to be
Does
in
she
here?"
Know what the show's about?
Yeah,
I'm like, everyone has a bad dating story.
Although every once in a while, people are like, "I only have the one." It's like, well, lucky.
Oh,
you.
Yeah. Good job.
We're so sad for you,
right? Yeah.
It must be real hard.
Boo, flipping. Wow.
So, Michelle, we actually play a get to know each other, get to know you game,
right? Yeah,
with our guests, and we call it Two Truths
and a Lie.
All right,
where you give us three fun facts about you, and one of them is a lie, and we guess which one it is. And I will do my best to not get it wrong.
Very good.
Okay.
That was so optimistic. Good job.
I try sometimes.
Aww, look at my angel.
Okay. So the first one is I was athlete of the year in eighth grade.
Nice. What kind of athletic were you?
Stop it. Stop. Don't answer her. Don't answer
you
her.
You can answer later.
I know she thinks she's tricky.
She's tricky, tricky, tricky.
So my second one is I have a 23-year-old son.
Nice.
And hey, my third one is I went to Lutheran school my whole life.
I'm Lutheran.
She's just trying to catch me.
This is solid. These are solid.
Also, we don't know you at all,
I
so we're pretty
around.
Excited.
Right?
Yeah, right?
I don't mess around.
I do not mess around.
Right? I'm a lady.
So, no, I didn't say hit.
So you were an athlete, like overall athlete?
Athlete of the year. The plaque, everything.
Wow. Ooh.
It wasn't for one specific sport. You were just in general.
You're trying to see if I'm sticking to the lie, are you?
I'm doing what I can, man.
No, you do it wrong. You're not allowed to interrogate.
I don't think people... Okay, so I'm going to say that your son is true. I feel like people don't lie about their children.
Hey, son.
Although, I don't know. Maybe you do.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, I'm going to say... What was the last one?
Lutheran.
Lutheran.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man, these are good.
Yeah. Told you.
I am good.
Since you said you're not going to go with the sun, I'm going to go with the sun.
Okay, you go with the sun, and I'm going to go with Lutheran. That Lutheran is a lie, and she's going to go with the sun is a lie. Which one's the
sun's a lie. I never had any kids.
I'm so bad at this game.
The pregnancy test was the test I was glad I never passed.
Right.
Yeah. My choice.
Oh, my God.
You're like, I failed, guys.
Oh, my God.
Let's have a party.
I was telling you on, like, the app that tracks your period. Like, I forgot to put in my...
episode. That was so funny.
Yeah, I forgot to put in my last one. So it's just like, it's been 30 days. I'm like, what? But I'm a virgin. I was freaking out. I'm like, this doesn't make... What?
Whoa. And then you go back and you're like,
oh. Everything's good. We're still intact.
Although my favorite is the fact that because it like adjusts. You can look to see what you're going to have, whether you're going to have a period in September if you want. So I'm.
What I'm going to do when I
used to have one, that would have been convenient.
Right. Like I used to have a calendar on the wall with little circles. Yeah. So that drove me nuts.
It's hard being a woman.
So I've like looked forward because I'm going to Ireland at the end of September.
No.
And I was like, man, I would really like to not be on my period. And as of right now, I'm not, but you never know. Hormones are jerks. Oh. So fingers crossed that keeps going. I will take having it on my birthday to not have it when I'm in Ireland. Cause man, that would just be annoying. You know?
Yeah. You're going to be right.
Just annoying. Anyway, so you already said that, Michelle. Yes, period talk. Welcome. We talk about girl things.
Welcome to period talk.
We give you the facts. Period.
That cracks Stacey up. Like, she's like, lock it up. Lock it up.
Trademark it.
I copyrighted that in the hallway.
There's an app for that.
So you are single.
Yay!
By choice.
I am single by choice.
I like it.
So let me just say, too, I mean, I'm like double your age, probably. So
bless you.
I'm going to like cliff note my story because it's like double the age. But been married twice. And just I broke up my boyfriend like 9 months ago. But it is by choice because I, you know, I'm not going to stick around if it's not worth it.
Exactly.
So, yeah.
That's what we're about. Not settling.
Yeah. I kind of have a different view. Again, being a different age. Like, I think relationships should be more like maybe a car lease, you know, like for about 3 years and then you review it. Like, if you like it.
I get you. I can see how you get that point.
You can update it.
Now, mind you, we have friends who are our age who have two marriages and divorces under their belt.
Oh, I'm not apologizing for
it. Oh, yeah, no. Like, so, no, we're just saying because it's not necessarily an age thing.
Exactly.
Right. Well, I think it's better to be single than to go through that whole thing.
Oh, my gosh, right?
You know what's the worst thing, too? Single is such a negative connotation.
Thank you.
You know, like Valentine's, who is it the worst for? A single person.
Right.
Like, they make you feel terrible. I'm like, I don't feel that way. I don't need a guy to complete me. It would be a bonus if it's part of my life.
But, exactly.
And people go, how are you still single? It's society that makes it that way.
Oh, yeah.
Way.
I think even because my married friends have told me, like, as soon as you get married, then everybody's up your butt about having kids.
And
as soon as you have kids, the next one. Like, everybody expects you to take that next step. And it's like, you know what? If I'm single, and I really had to sit my mom down, and I was like, if I'm single forever,
does she ask you all the time?
Fine, like I promise it's okay.
Yeah,
like, and she's like, you don't say that, Chelsea. You will find someone. And she listens to this show, so I want you to know she did say that I would find someone.
Aww, I love your mom.
And they would be lucky to have you.
Right. But I do have this thing where I'm not looking for somebody to complete me. I'm looking for somebody who wants to walk with me.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Listen, we've got a couple of Lutheran preachers in the studio today. They're just
Hey, Lutheran.
Us Lutheran girls.
Go
crazy.
Why do you think it's like a sorority Lutheran girl?
It's because I'm a woo girl at heart. I can't.
Lutheran!
Oh. You still have to go to that church.
There's a singles church. Like they have two services a week that are specifically to single and mingle.
That's not a bad idea.
Right?
Yeah.
Because then at least you know, well, then at least you know they're, what you hope that they're not there just to find chicks.
Right,
right. Right?
You have a better chance at that point.
Yeah.
Although I tell you, that app Christian Mingle, nope. Nope. Creepy, creepy guys.
I feel like there's creepy guys on everything, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I feel like because it says that you want to, like, hope that they're not. And, yeah. You know, just creepy, creepy guys.
It seems like it would qualify them a little bit more.
Right. Yeah.
See, I feel like it's that way with, I'm being such a bad Christian right now. So, like, okay, so even when I was, like, volunteering with this, like, Christian group or whatever, so I was, like, really excited because, like, I've done volunteer stuff before. But I'm like, oh, but a volunteering thing that's, like, specifically, like, God-based and all that stuff. Like, okay, it's going to be awesome. They were still crappy volunteers. And I'm just like, aren't you, like, shouldn't you have a better heart about this?
Where is your work ethic?
Exactly. Like, I was like, come on. And then, like,
it's for the kids.
Right. Man. And then, you know how, like, you go on LinkedIn, which is just, you know, the professional right. Facebook. Yeah. So, like, then I go on LinkedIn and one of the volunteers, she's like, a senior vice president of something huge. I'm like, but you suck. Like, how is this even possible?
She's used to delegating stuff. Right? She doesn't work.
Yeah. She,
thank
she,
you.
She doesn't put yeah. hard work
I
into
was yeah. so mad. I mean, she did nothing. I was so mad. So, I mean, people are people no matter yeah, what label
yeah,
right. they have.
Yeah,
on
that's
them.
True. Anyway, Michelle, sorry, we would love to hear a fabulous dating story. But before we do that, we have to pull the
fake name letter of the day. So, the fake name letter of the day is what we use to
save the shade.
So, instead of using people's real names, we use the fake name letter of the day to hide their identities, even though they know who they are. Tell yeah, us, what's the fake name letter of the day?
D.
Detroit.
Basketball. Basketball.
So that's okay. funny that you pulled that.
Uh-oh.
Oh, I love it.
Chels, what are... Well,
because I can say the name because we're using the fake name, but actually my last two have been the same name.
Ooh,
which is kind of
one.
Which is kind of good in bed, right? Because you don't kind of screw
this
it up.
This is what I'm dealing with.
Not in bed.
Not in bed. But these two guys, well.
You're welcome, Dad.
Oh, yeah,
are
sorry.
We back to the Christian Lutheran?
No, no.
I don't know what channel I'm on.
Let's be real. My parents,
this is a mistake.
My parents both know I'm not a virgin, but I haven't slept with either of those right. guys. So, but I am
She's
dating two guys
girl.
At the moment who both have the same name.
Yeah, so that makes it easier, except when those texts come in and you've got a cue to drink.
That was like, your thing. How do I know?
You gotta
not
put
to...
a G yeah,
you, yeah, you gotta
put their, always put the their picture next to it.
Yes.
I put systems in place. Like,
oh, yeah.
I met this person. Oh, my God,
I will
not forget.
Although I will say I was really mad a couple days ago and I meant now it wasn't a guy, but I meant to send a message to my friend Denise and instead I sent it to her husband. Darius.
Darius Dennis.
It was something that if I sent to Denise, it would be fine. But because I sent it to Darius, it was like, it was way, way mean. But it wasn't like, because she knew what was going on with me that
right.
day. And it was very, just a quick recap. And so all of a sudden he sends me a message back and he's like, what's going on, Chels?
Like, where
you
is
okay?
this coming
and
from?
And I was like, oh my gosh. So like every once in a while I still do it, but I do. I'm trying really hard not to mess with that.
Well, I've done the wrong person text. That's terrible. But I've gotten out of that pretty quick. Like I sent somebody the wrong picture. Like, why would you send that to me? I'm like, oh, my friend stole my phone. You know, they tried to sabotage me.
Right.
Like that.
My friend stole my phone and made a reservation at Buffalo Wild Wings. It's just,
yeah.
it's just stupid.
I had a friend, I was dating a guy and he had sent me something really sweet and I thought it was sweet. So I screenshot it and I sent it to my friend, except I sent it
to him. Yep.
Yeah. And I was like, and he goes, what was that? And I was like,
and then I
there's nothing I could say. Yes,
I have to confess, I did a fake mistake.
Right.
So I thought I looked really good this day.
Right.
I took a picture and sent it to my ex-husband and I go, oh, I'm sorry. I meant to send that to somebody else.
Nice.
Oh
my God, that's genius.
Oh, I got a ton of
I need to take notes.
I've learned so much.
I know. I've got
so
a lot
much.
Of jewels. Yeah.
Oh my
you
gosh.
Are a
Tell
gem.
Me more. Tell me stories. The fake name letter of the day is D when you hear the bell. It's because we used a fake name.
So, you know, the thing with texting though, the worst thing is like, I'm really sarcastic. That doesn't come through
yeah.
as well. You just sound mean.
Right.
There's nothing funny. They're like, what? Oh,
although God. I will say, thank God that Snapchat lets you put italic words in now.
Oh, so that would be like.
So if you can be like, you can italic. Yeah, we're fine. Like, you can, sorry, Ellen is working two shows.
Hi,
so I popped in. You can like say, I'm really
right.
sure, but you can italicize really. What? So that way, yeah, I'll show you.
I have to do this right now.
Maybe I just go old school and call on the phone and go.
I love calling on the phone. Yeah, I'm funny. But
you know what's weird with dating? You start with the chat, then the text. If somebody calls you like a creeper, like, what are you calling me for?
Why
we're not that close,
right?
It's like you're.
Why do you want to hear my
voice?
You're
going over my boundaries.
Yeah, I know. I know. Although if you ask Stacey, she wants them to call you.
You know what? Though you could streamline it quicker
in the morning. Just saying.
In the morning.
We can debate forever. We had a debate about good morning texts versus good morning phone calls. I hate good morning texts. It's a personal thing. I hate them.
And I think it's sweet.
I just do, because I'm getting ready. Lazy. I can look at it when I want. Right. I can think about it.
Be like somebody
like
was thinking about me.
Because I can think about what I'm going to say afterwards.
That makes sense,
to be really clever and be wordsmith. And, yeah. And send, you know, the accidental person the wrong text.
That's on my Snapchat, by the way.
That's good to know.
Every form of technology in here.
All right, it's okay. How do I do with Alex?
I was so you're so funny. So you type
priorities Buffalo Wild Wings and Snapchat.
How many people were saved at the party? Like how many party?
So you type in a word.
Buffalo Wild Wings, did she say?
Oh yeah,
no,
it was
she
like
didn't say.
It was like 15 people, right?
And you're paying.
So you select it and you see it where it says bold slash.
Yeah.
Then you click that and you can just say. Italic.
And everybody knows the italic means like you're
with sarcasm and then or you can bold it.
Oh, wow.
Or underline it. Yeah, there are options.
Options. My goodness. Hey.
There you go. Now you all know. Anyway, teach us, Yoda. I feel like so excited.
Yeah, because I've had so many relationships. I should be a relationship expert, right?
You should
in ways.
Yeah. So tell me, you have any crazy bad ones?
Dating stories?
Yeah.
I mean, I do. Which ones, but
they're all good.
Probably my advice is probably better, but
no, you can do whichever you want, honestly.
You can do whatever you like.
When I first broke up, I started dating really young guys, and it was like solely for my own, I just to get my ego up, my confidence, and that was kind of like fun. And then I like kind of got over it, and I started like my one girlfriend's like, I want you to meet this guy. Like,
what was his name?
Dave.
Not our Dave.
All eight of my Daves. No. Right. This guy sits down next to me at the bar. He goes, hi, my name's Dave. I'm like, get out of here.
Right?
I go, my quota of Daves in my life is over. Done. I'm going to move on to another letter. There's plenty more. I'm going to spread that web. Spread the net out a little more. Try the F's.
It'll be fine.
Try the F's.
Let's see what's going on.
I like
is there a
good
Fred?
Frank.
Is Fred here?
Fred. You're next. Come on. Let's try out. Your name's on the board.
It's very like auditions. Okay, Fred. Yeah. All right, go.
Well, that's my other thing. I was telling you how relationships I think should be like leases. You know, short time. Because that if it's 3-year lease, that second year, he's going to be in such good behavior. You know what I mean? Because he knows it's coming up. But
And then you're going to renew the lease, and then the transmission's going to die, and it's going to cost you $2,800.
Well, there's too much wear and tear. You got to put it on Craigslist just as is, right? So I honestly think, though, I don't know if there's one person for everybody. Like, I think different people pull out different things in you.
I get that.
So here's my new theory. I think if you had maybe like 3 guys for the weekend, like Monday, I'm usually hungover. So it'd be the guy who just wants to go to the movies or museum, like something boring. Like, okay, that's fine. That's Monday. And then Tuesday, you can amp it up a little bit. Maybe go to dinner with him.
I like it.
And then Wednesday guy is the guy that like takes you out to the club a little bit.
Okay.
But then I would leave like Thursday and Friday open for rotation.
Right.
You know? But you always know like Wednesday is the guy that I like the best. So that all
interesting.
Rotation.
Who's hanging out Saturday?
No, I leave those open for
just
the new
rotation. Oh,
rotations.
The rest of the
thing. It's like for tryouts.
Or just,
you got to leave those open for the tryouts. For the team.
For the team.
Make the Michelle team.
She's got a little roster going.
I mean, I'm actually not mad at that for dating. And then if I decided I wanted to marry, like, whichever one I wanted to continue with, I'd be like, listen, thank you so much for coming out, but we've made our decision.
We made the cut.
That's what I'm saying.
Right.
Yeah.
If your name is on the board
but
over there.
But isn't that really what dating is anyways?
Yeah, basically.
Right? She can't read.
Streamline it.
Sorry, who was that
from?
Yeah, so what was her name, though? The one that couldn't read. I don't remember.
Couldn't read?
In A League of Their Own, everybody splits into the teams. And then
Milky,
she's just standing there.
What are you making her read? Don't worry. She's
it's
reading.
It's a book.
I just remember no crying in baseball.
Right?
Stillwell Angel, have another chocolate bar.
There's no crying in baseball.
Sir, she's crying.
My favorite is Marla. It had to be you. I'm singing to Nelson.
Yeah, you are.
Sure, I'll take her home. It'd be an honor.
Marla Hooch. I can't think of the other names, the other lady's name, though. The one who can read. Alice, maybe.
I have no idea what her name was.
It's okay. Anyways, so you have...
Sorry.
Michelle has quite the rotation.
It's kind of my...
That's our dream game, right? That's the dream dating scenario.
I mean, that's kind of what you're doing now, Jill.
See, us Lutheran girls.
You know what's funny?
What are they teaching?
You know what's funny? So I am going through something this week, and so I have told all of the guys that I'm talking to what's going on. And last night I had one of those moments where I was like, oh my gosh, I have to be really careful because I was talking to four of them at the same time. And
wait,
look at, I'm proud of you. And she's disgusted.
One of them is just friends. And then one I don't date anymore. And then, but then two of the other two guys, and everybody's like, oh, how's it going? Like, do you need to talk? Do you need? And the one guy was super sweet about it. And like, surprisingly sweet. He's not. I didn't really look at him and be like, that's a very romantic, sweet guy. And in this moment, he was.
That tells you something.
But I was going back and forth and I'm like, I'm going to get myself in trouble. I felt a little slutty because I was very vulnerable with four different men. Like,
I want to know which one was sweet in that moment. I understand if we can't talk about it right now.
Not right this moment.
See,
I know.
The sweet
you should
ones
see the side
me.
I am
apparently
getting.
Have a type.
No,
and the idiots that
I like.
Bad.
I, you know what? I really.
Well, that was.
I'm like. I have such a big personality. Shocking, right?
What? But you're so quiet.
I'm so quiet.
So you put a microphone in front of her.
Hello. No.
Oh my goodness! I came into work on Monday because it snowed, and I just come into work saying it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. And we had a new hire. I'm like, well, hi.
Everywhere you go. You're like, did you see it snowing?
Everyone was like, hey, Stacey.
You're like, it's snowing, guys.
I wore my snowflake earrings. I'm like, isn't it beautiful?
They love me.
You're
no,
so funny. No, but I normally go for, I'd love to say I have a type. I really don't have that much of a type. In my head, I do.
My type's like everybody else is hot.
Right. I would like a hot guy.
Right? Yeah.
I would like him to laugh at my jokes and not be offended that I have jokes. And yeah. Well. No, that's so true. A lot of guys.
Well, they're intimidated. I read all these things about like strong, independent women.
Yep.
And people get intimidated by you. And
right. And
like,
I'm like, I have a vulnerable side, but you don't get, you don't get that right away.
Well, sometimes we use it as our defense.
Oh, 100%.
Yes.
I know that's what I do. Yeah.
So I tend to like guys who can put up with my, with my wall, you know? So the fact that I was being very vulnerable in this one guy was very sweet to me. I was very tired too. And I'm like, I am falling asleep, but you are being really charming right now. And I was like, and I was like, man, he is not the one who I would have pegged to be like he flat out was like,
there's
I know
so many questions.
He's like, I'll come over and I'll just give you a hug.
That's
and
sweet,
then I'll leave. Yeah. And I'm like, dude, it's like a drive for anyway, it was really
so
sweet.
So many questions.
I know. I'm getting serious side eye from Stacey.
Do I know the person?
Maybe.
That's why I
it's
have questions.
It's more like a side eye she gave you.
That's why I have questions. Right? I'm like, I'm picturing one person. I'm like, if it's this one person, I'm be like,
she's going to be really mad at me. No, it's, I don't know who you're picturing, but it's probably not them.
I just hurt my
thumb. I love that she doesn't show you at all what she's thinking of your dating. You know? She's like,
No, it's just the one. That's what I'll ask later.
Yeah, you're fine. No worries.
Check
I know.
Out on After Hours.
If you want to guess, go ahead and let me know on Twitter at why I am singles. Plural.
Plural. Because there's two of us. Well, I'm sorry. There's one of us. The other one's busy.
Four others.
I'm having a good month, guys.
You're having a good run. It's a good run.
Yeah, she is.
There's been quite a drought. Let's be real.
I mean, by choice.
Choice.
I mean,
a choice.
I'm speaking for myself. For myself. No, because I got called out. They're just like, we don't think Stacey dates. I'm like, first of all, forget you.
Yeah.
Second of all, I do what I want.
What character is this right now? I got to tell them what's going on.
Like, let me tell you how it is.
Okay.
I like that character.
You was like the one girl we broke that was just like a virgin. I'm like, by choice. Because I get asked to do it like every other week. I just say no.
She gets asked like every other week.
Right. Because like Christmas every week. And I'm just like, no.
I feel like that's your one lie. No.
Yes! Yeah, because our two truths and the lie.
Oh, we're bad. Mine was Mine was bad.
I don't remember what mine were, but they're bad. I'm sorry. So.
No, I keep going.
No, I'm enjoying. I'm we're having this lovely.
Right. Dang it, Dave. The fake name letter, not Dave Dave.
Oh, there you go.
Okay. Oh, I didn't even mean for that. I was just saying, like, she had said Dave as a
There's so much
name.
Religion that we talked about. No, I can't say half the stuff I thought.
No, you can't.
No,
for
no, no.
Trust me,
no.
I get offended every week.
All right, good. We got
usually
that.
By me. Yeah.
But you, what? I thought I knew you.
Well, you talk about dating, you know, different people, and it's like my advice would in bed keep things very generic, like "oh baby" or you know,
right,
God.
Right.
That way you can't screw up the name,
right?
Yeah, true.
Oh, true. Yeah, okay. Now, wait, do that character.
True.
Last time you were in bed with somebody.
Oh no, I wasn't in bed with anyone. I can't. That's, I'm like, no. That's
the last time Stacey was in bed with anybody. It was Jesus.
I was 22.
The little
I got,
guy in the cinnamon crunch box. Was,
or Captain Crunch, whose first name is Captain, Horatio.
Captain Horatio Captain, Crunch.
Nice. Yes. I played. It was a game that we played over Christmas with my family, and you play it with your phone, and
yeah.
It syncs up to your PlayStation or whatever. So they give you a trivia question, so everyone gets to submit an answer. So, like, that's your, like, lie or whatever to try and trick
people. You're trying everybody's
to get
phones?
Yeah,
yeah,
like,
and you're trying to get them to
everybody's
not
looking at them anyway.
The right answer.
That's smart, because, like, instead of doing that, everybody's playing that game.
Yeah. Right, it's really fun. And so the one, it was, like, for the win, I totally won. It was, what is Captain Crunch's first name? And one of the ones was Horatio. I'm like, I remember that. It's Horatio, because it used to show it on the box, because
really?
My brother loved Captain Crunch. I hated that cereal.
And
so then I won.
I remember Captain Crunch used to, like, rip my mouth apart, like, because it was very crunchy. They didn't lie.
You had to let it sit in the milk a little bit first.
Yeah, I was not patient with the milk. I was not a patient. I was the, oh, eat it all so quickly.
See, and that's why I don't like most cereals, because I'm a slow eater. So I only like cereals that I like when they're mushy, because I know I'm a slow eater. So that's why I just stick to Raisin Bran and granola. Because I'm like secretly
we
eating.
Are the reasons why we're single.
Talk about eating in bed.
Yeah.
And then you start out with like the one night stand thing at the beginning. It's so... It's different because now food has replaced sex. Like, let me give you an example.
Yes,
when I was younger.
That's why I have a gym membership.
That's why I have a mirror above my kitchen table.
It's all about angles.
Yeah. I look at like this, maybe with this fork, maybe with this fork.
That's so good. Oh, I want that to be true.
Maybe that's a design trend.
Let me make notes. Things to
but
put in my.
You know,
house.
I mean, when I was younger, I was drinking a lot. Talking about the one night stands,
right?
How food has replaced sex. So when you're younger, you know, you've been drinking. You wake up, you look next to you, and you're like, "Oh, what mistake did I make?" There's a person next to you. Now I wake up and look at my nightstand. It's like there's a wrapper of an extra large burrito. I'm like, "Oh, what did I do last night?
Like, what choices did
you're
I make?
You're living my life. I love."
Well, all that but the virgin part, yeah, everything's exactly the same.
That's amazing.
And the church part, and oh yeah, and calling
that's
back
amazing.
Buffalo Wild Wings, exactly.
Burritos
like
and
parallel.
Cheez-Its. Burritos and Cheez-Its. Yes.
You wake up and you turn over and you're like, damn it, Ben and Jerry again.
Actually, I haven't seen them in a while. They make vegan ice cream.
They do. It's delicious.
Mm. This is fantastic.
There really is no question why we are single, is there?
Right.
I know, right?
No.
Like, listen, they pay us.
No mystery here.
One of the guys that I was dating was actually, he used to listen to the show live.
Oh.
Like, and I would
and
talk about, I would talk about him, and then he would like call me afterwards and be like, so, and I'm like, man, this is far too revealing. I can't do this.
Man, right.
Well, I do, thanks you know, playing. I do stand up.
Yes.
Like, I started doing
you're
it last year. So I do it. Yeah. I mean, I talk into a microphone. Hopefully people laugh, but.
I mean, I've been cracking up this whole time.
So,
Stacey's like,
some
she's
of the guys,
just hilarious.
Yes, you know that's exactly what would happen.
So chill. So some of the guys I date, they kind of know that I do that. And like, are you going to use me as material? You know, they want. And so I always have everybody sign like a disclaimer before I date. Like,
do you
in
really
a photo
know?
Release.
I was just kidding. That would be genius.
She's gullible. I
honestly.
Love it. So alike.
I'm just,
we're very alike.
Because I'm like, that's brilliant.
She did something else. She goes, yeah, it's sarcasm, honey. Get on board.
Yeah. It's funny.
That was like Adele's ex-boyfriend. boyfriend. That was when she wrote the one song. And
she wrote that whole dang CD about the first two CDs about him.
Yeah.
And he sued her.
He did?
Yeah. He sued her because he was the inspiration for her success.
Oh, yeah.
Right. That's what I was like.
Did you? He didn't win.
No.
Exactly.
Oh, he didn't win.
That's what I was like. You should give a disclaimer.
Right? I was like, excuse me.
I was like, this is a savvy businesswoman over here. Yeah. Right?
Yeah. You have like a, you know what? I swear I should do that just to be like, so this was a terrible date. I'm going to need you to sign this so I don't have to save the shade. Yeah.
If you know Alan, I'm just kidding.
The character looks like that person.
Yeah, right. Right.
Here is his picture.
I tell this joke about, I don't know if I should tell, but.
No, tell it. Go for it.
Tell
my ex-husband's proud, my first one. He was so proud that I told the joke. Okay, so let me just stream this down. So, talking about living with people and when you live together, just something happens where you start seeing each other's gross habits and just a lot changes really quickly. And I can remember a time like walking down my hallway and like the bathroom door was open and I look in, I can see my husband's like sitting on the toilet. I'm like, not a big deal. So he's taking the shit, the door.
Right,
right.
It was the next thing I saw that I'm like, had to process. Are you eating a Whopper while you're taking a shit? It's so. Why don't you just cut out the middleman and throw it in the toilet?
Throw it in the toilet directly.
So he heard that I. So he heard that I used it. He's like, I'm so like happy. That's awesome. Like, can I eat anything else for you while I'm taking a shit? Like, no, I'm good. One story, one joke we've heard it.
One joke about you sitting on the toilet eating.
But after I tell that story, nobody ever asked me like, wow, what happened to you guys in that relationship? Like, what happened? No mystery.
They're like we understand.
Yeah.
We ate crap and crap.
And he left the door open. I like see that's
so my smells were confused too, but I'm like,
that's what I'm saying. That's why I can't eat in the bathroom.
How could you decide, who can? Like, no, that's not normal.
I can have a glass of wine if I'm in the tub.
Oh,
but
yeah.
That's different.
Oh. It's different than defecating. Yes.
Right. While ingesting.
It's just great D meat.
Right.
D. Of your only. Oh my god! Yeah, no.
That's funny though.
But he was proud of that story, so yeah.
Right, so he got excited.
Yeah. Wow.
I always say I'm like someday somebody's gonna come up to me and be like you, and I'll be like, oh
me?
No.
Yes. I'll be like, yeah,
you were episode such and such, and they'll be like,
we gotta have inspiration.
Well,
and
exactly.
Most of stuff comes from true things, even like joking. You might. Exaggerated a little bit.
I wish some of these stories were exaggerated, but no, you're right.
Either.
No, you hit a point where you're like, it's too funny to not tell people.
Right?
Yeah.
You're right. And that's the way you deal with stuff, too.
Absolutely. So, yeah. Absolutely.
Like we were talking about having names for our personal parts.
Nice.
Like, our private
parts.
A lot of people do.
Or, like a movie or like a fast food, what would you name it?
I've never heard
so.
Fast
mine
food.
Was telling you, I was dating young guys. So my movie for my JJ was No Country for Old Men. And the fast food one was Five Guys. No, it's a
No.
I've never heard
five
guys. Wow, fast food. Because I always think of Sex in the City when it was just
Whopper.
Like schooner or whatever.
Yeah,
like boats.
Yeah,
I dated a guy
whose nickname
was just like. Mr. Happy. It was not creative.
How many guys have that? Mr.
I swear.
Why is that the go-to?
Guys right? name. Yeah.
Yeah. Guys
just,
name their drunk. It
let's
is
not
what
try
it
to
is.
Figure them out. It's not going to happen. Just,
like, that's so weird.
You ask them why and they go, because it's happy.
Yeah. But I've had two guys that name it that. I'm like, go get with the other one because apparently you both are happy
right?
with it. Yeah.
Yeah.
We're not happy.
No. I'm with you. It's weird.
Oh, my friend, Deborah. She used to say, why are men smarter during sex?
Why?
Because they're plugged into a genius. Thanks, Deb.
I'm like, mine are because I always got to tell them what to do, where to go. Like, they need a GPS. No, it's not.
You're like, right. No, why? Yeah. Why? Why is this happening? Stop it.
That is like, that's going to be like on the back burner. Like, if I were to name it after a fast food,
all of a sudden, she's going to be like, I got it. In and out.
Ah, good.
But, they are kind of tasty. I'm not going to lie.
In and out. In and out is delicious. See, Stacey, you've jumped onto the.
Yeah. It's almost like she's Lutheran. It's like you, Did you jump ship to a religion?
Right?
Yeah. She, hey, whoever loves God, yeah, I'm down. Let's do it. Whoever loves Jesus, I'm there.
Oh. Oh, that's going to be in the back of my mind.
Someday she's going to walk by or drive by a restaurant and be like, Hardee's. No.
I don't think I've ever had Hardee's.
Not since I was little.
Oh, God. Jack in the Box.
Jack in the Box.
His name is Jim, but Jack is close enough.
What's his name, Jim?
And you're like, what happened? No, his name was Doug.
Remember that cartoon?
Doug?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, not barely. I didn't watch it that much. My brothers did, though.
Aww.
I know he dressed up like a quail.
Yeah, Quail Man.
Cartoons.
It was a cartoon. Yeah. Sorry.
Nope. Yeah. I got nothing. You want to shut me up, start talking about cartoons or like comic books?
Yeah. Oh my God. I was just talking to my friend on the way here, just talking about like certain songs that are out right now. And we're like, yeah, we got nothing. Then we're like, how do we listen to half the crap we listened to when we were young? It was filthy.
Yeah.
My goodness.
I've been listening to my 90s R&B station on Pandora lately. Yes. And man, you put enough 90s R&B together. It is depressing. I took a bunch of screenshots of the songs because I was like, yeah, this got me in such a good mood. And then somebody like private messaged me after I posted it on Facebook because I was like, yeah, 90s R&B jams. And they're like, are you okay? These are all really sad and about heartbreak. And I was like, I mean, did you see who it was? Mariah Carey and Boys to Men. And I mean,
they sang.
That's what I'm saying. It's not about that. It was like the, you know.
So auto-tunes. Yes.
Right. It was genuine. Yeah. I remember I was obsessed with Boys to Men. Obsessed. And my parents were like.
Until they turned to men.
Right. No. Oh, no. I went to. Until they grew up. No, I went to buy the CD and my mom was like, I don't think I like this Boys to Men. And so then 90 Degrees came out and I was obsessed with them. I really was.
Yes, you were. You still are.
I still am pretty much. Yeah.
Be real.
My dad's like, I don't even get it. It's a boy band. I'm like, no, they don't dance. They sing harmonies. They are as close to Boys to Men as you can get in White Boys from Ohio.
White Boys from Ohio. I didn't realize they're from Ohio.
They are.
What part?
Clevelandish.
Wait, okay. All of them? Is they're all different?
Yeah, no, they're all from Ohio.
Wow.
Which one was Justin Timberlake?
No, that was NSYNC.
But they're all at the same time, right?
Yeah. Oh yeah. No. Yeah. All
they, clearly, all I wasn't NSYNC. Right. I don't remember one.
No,
from the
they
other.
All had the same. They were all. Yeah. They were all big at the same time.
Yeah. Right.
Backstreet Boys is doing a show in Vegas. And I was like, maybe.
My friend's gonna go see Britney Spears in Vegas.
I would see that.
I would see it, and she's not even gonna sing. Because you know why? Because she's Britney, bitch.
She does not sing it?
No, oh, she lip syncs. Oh, she lip syncs everything. Right, but
listen, I fake a lot of things. That's fine.
You're like, it's fine. Just play the music. Do the dances. It's fine.
Let's not judge.
Let's flicker the lights. Make the motions. Yeah. We'll make it work.
Like, I like keeping it real. I'm like, no, I guess I don't. My hair, my nails. No, yeah. No.
My nails are real.
Good job.
And they're starting to look like nails.
I was going to say, did you get them done again?
No, I painted them myself.
Nice.
My niece is 2 and adorable, and she's now finally like patient enough to sit there with her hands down to paint nails. And she calls me Sheshy because my name is kind of hard. And but it's so cute. Every time I paint one nail, she goes, oh, thank you, Sheshy. And I'm like,
She's so grateful.
Like,
we should learn a lesson.
And then she'll come back over and then she'll be like, my nail polish is broken. I'm like, we can fix it. Oh, thank you, Sheshy. Like the highlight of the kids' day. No, I love her
but
so
that
much.
That is the hardest part is sitting there.
Oh, for sure.
It drives me crazy. So they do the gel thing now. Because
Me too.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, shellac.
They wipe it and then you're done.
I can't check my phone or nothing.
Right. Because I did this with her. So this is just regular nail polish. It's already chipping like crazy. Yeah. And I'm like, but I'd rather just pay for shellac.
Right. Because last time I got my nails shellacked. Oh, yeah, shellac. And so I was just like, oh, I need to go shopping for a gift. Later, will they be okay? They're like,
you don't believe it, do you?
Not at all. Because then they're like, touch them. And you're like,
no.
No, I have so to sit under the fan for 7 hours.
And I'm like, where have you been with this stuff?
Right?
Oh,
brilliant. And then people are like, the UV lights are bad for your hands. I'm like, if you're really that worried about it, you can put sunscreen on. Like, you can
get over it.
Right? It's fine.
Right.
It is 4 minutes in this. Don't tell me you haven't gone outside without sunscreen. Yeah.
Right. It's like, do you put sunscreen on every day? Because you're supposed to, even when it's cloudy.
Because you're supposed to, even when it's cloudy.
Right.
Even if you have increased amounts of melanin in your skin naturally.
I'm not all about the rules, so.
Yeah, I know. I'm with you. Like, you're like, I'm gonna burn if I want to burn.
Wait, what?
Sun outside.
Okay. I was like, wait, why are we burning things? I was really confused for a second.
Yeah, it wasn't like rioting with pitchforks.
Right, I was just like, wait, why are you so angry?
I was so confused.
Like, Chelsea, what happened?
Let's kill the beast. Is it a Fitbit or near?
This is a Fitbit on my hand.
Does it tell you how many steps?
It does. It tells me how many steps I take. It checks my. I got the fancier one because I wanted to keep track of my heart rate.
Oh.
Which I have found out since wearing it is not good. Your resting heartbeat's supposed to be in the 60s. And mine is, on a really, really restful day, is like in the 75s. Oh. And more often than not, it's in the 80s, which is not good.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Well, I drink maybe a little too much, and I was looking for one that just had a 12 step.
Just 12 steps.
Program.
Just 12 steps.
Right? That would be kind of convenient.
Okay, in my head,
though.
It was funny.
No, I like it. It's kind of like Kill Bill, like the 5-step death thing.
I know you didn't see it.
No.
Okay. Actually, I didn't even see that when it first came out. Deborah. No, we already did Deb. Dang it. Danica.
Ooh.
Oh, that was
Patrick. Oh. I'll see you.
But Danica, she ended up showing me in college, and she was like, just wait. And the very end of the first movie is like, boo, just mind-blowing. And then she goes, and now realize that I had to wait a year and a half until the next one came out. But we're going to watch the next one right now.
Oh.
And I was like, I'm so relieved. She was not the person, she was the one we were talking about earlier. She's not the person you would think who would be like, yes, Kill Bill, violent anime type movie. We're watching it.
Oh, wow. I have so many questions after the show. Who are these people that you're hanging out with?
You're like, why don't we talk anymore? You're so busy with boys.
My goodness.
To men.
Boys to men.
So one of my favorite comedians came on stage. He started this whole Nehu campaign because he was just like all the soulful singers. Like in the 90s, they always go, Nehu. And all of their things. So when you said Boys to Men, I'm like, this is how you know they were good. They have a song called Ooh Ah.
Right.
Like, that's all they do.
Ooh.
Right. Ah.
Doom, 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 doom.
I'm like, they're amazing. They're brilliant.
I was listening to that station today, and they were like, first off, One Sweet Day came on, which is Mariah Carey and Boys to Me.
And I know you're shining down on me from heaven.
I freaking
so
love
so
that song. Like,
oh my gosh.
I remember when that song came out, and I was in fifth grade. And so what had happened to me in my life that would be that I would,
that
I would attach myself to that song?
I don't know.
Nothing besides, and literally anytime it came on the radio in the car, I'd be like, leave the station on! And my brothers are like, no!
They're like, dang it, she's our sister.
Like, this isn't even a good song. I'm like, this is an amazing song!
I hate when somebody doesn't get your song. Like,
oh my god!
My jam.
And then they came out with it just a cappella. There was no band, and I was like, I died. And I'm sitting in my room because you record it on a tape, and then and it would just be play, rewind, play, rewind. And my dad came in, or maybe my mom came in. Somebody came in and was like, never again. Like, you will be shining down from heaven. That sweet day is today.
Can I be it tomorrow so I can just hear it one last time?
But yeah, so like that one played, and then right after that, it was down on Bended Knee for just Boys to Men. And I'm like, right?
Baby, I'm sorry. Please forgive the words I said. Please come home.
I
heard the other day was Belle DeVoe.
Ooh, I love
that. Good songs, yeah.
Seriously.
Which one are you saying? Poison.
Poison.
I'm sorry. Am I talking to water?
Right.
Singles.
Wow.
Plural.
Right.
But there was the other one that they played.
Do Me Baby. That one.
Yes. It was very abrasive. Yeah. But that was me in the car. Yeah.
Yeah. You're like.
Right?
And then somebody pulls up next to you and you're like,
I
do me,
care.
Baby.
Well, the banana. They're like, what's going on in that car? it actually happened. Yeah, the ride to work, I have like an hour, and I was like eating a banana, and this guy, I didn't realize until like halfway down, he's just staring at me. I went, okay, get over yourself.
Right? It's like, can I live?
I'm having breakfast,
at that point, then you want to just be like, and I'm going to pick my nose just to make you be like, ew, I don't know.
Well,
like,
that's
just
like the same guy that probably names his stuff happy.
Right,
Mr.
Happy.
Right there. Yeah.
Right.
Terrible. Anyway, we've gotten to the point of the show that we're going to do some
first impressions.
So, first impressions are the initial messages that people send Chelsea when they're trying to get to know her and get her to respond.
So, what is this coming from?
So, these are messages guys send me. I'm on a whole bunch of different dating sites.
Okay, but it's not like during this right
now. No.
Okay,
it's not right now. Oh, my God. That would be funny, though, if we got people to just send us the craziest thing. Although, it would get weird. They are already weird.
Why do you go into a New York or New Jersey older woman thing? Whatever, you're like, oh, we should do it.
Oh, we should
do it all the time. Like, that's your go-to.
Oh my goodness!
Very close to your impression of your mom too.
Oh yeah, no.
Sorry, mom. All of us. We all have
hashtag
like a,
sorry, yeah. mom.
We all have like that voice for our mom,
right?
For whatever reason, it sounds nothing like my mom.
Well, that's like all of my friends. Anytime I do an impression of my friends, I'm like, oh my gosh, you guys,
right? Ditto.
You're the one. I love that.
Oh my
You're the
god,
one who does it like her. I say when my ex boyfriend would do me, I go, I don't sound like
right?
that. It's so dramatic and over the top.
Exactly. And a guy that used to do it, he's just like, oh, my name's Stacy. I want cake. I'm like, first of all,
yeah. I always want cake. So
yes.
That's
why don't you know
accurate.
That? You
Second
know
of
that.
All, I say I want cake. I don't say I want cake. Yeah. Made me so mad because I can't stand it when people mock me. That's why I need to calm down. Because this convention that we're going to, it's in Nashville, and I'm just like, okay, I need to get a grip on this because I adore a Southern accent. So I
but
don't.
You
want...
never know. They might because it's in a convention and a lot of people are coming in. It might not be all Southern accents. Although I will say, I was road tripping from here to San Diego and we took the southern route.
Hi.
And we pulled off because we needed gas in this teeny tiny town in Texas.
Ugh.
And I just offended the crap out of this poor woman. I felt so bad. I was like, she walks up and she's like, hey, y'all, y'all want some gas? And I was like, oh my God, your accent is so cute.
That's what it says. Exactly.
And she looked at me. My brother was road tripping with me, and he looked at me like, shut up.
They all talk like that.
He's
here.
Like, it's not an accent here. And I'm like, I'm sorry. It's just really nice.
Right? So there's that aspect of it. And then it's if someone's talking, I'm just like, oh, my goodness, I'm doing just fine.
Yes.
Like, because I'm just like, it's so much fun.
It's actually a compliment, but people don't take it as that. We had those girls on from the Oxygen Show, and I was telling Stacey I was so nervous because I have a tendency to absorb people's accents.
Right.
And it's a compliment because I'm very involved in what they're saying.
Yeah, that's flattery, right? But, the biggest form of flattery is imitation.
But
right?
It's it's a little insulting when the blonde white girl's like, oh, girl, I know exactly what you're talking about.
I'm like,
and Stacey's like, Chelsea, lock it down. Chelsea. Lock it down. Chelsea, you're white. I promise you're white.
I need to start using lock it down.
Lock it down. Lock it down.
That's fantastic.
Okay, so we're going to do some first impressions.
Sorry. Yeah.
Okay, so this guy's name is Desmond.
Oh.
Came out of nowhere, but cool.
Oh, hey,
Des. And he said, hey. Oh, sorry. I should have picked a different one. This one's bad.
Oh, well, I got plenty.
He said, hey. I want to smear you in green paint and
ew.
Spank you like a disobedient avocado.
I'm curious.
She's like, what
really?
Kind
what
of
else
paint?
He say?
No,
what,
that's
what
all he said. That's all you
know. That's it. Like, what's
yeah.
the problem?
Like, what else are you going to, what do you got there?
What does he do with avocados?
It's a disobedient avocado. That the avocado would be disobedient.
It's kind of creative writing, though. Can you see the good in it?
See the goodness.
At least he's not just boring.
Look at it. She's you.
Because we're so alike.
No, Stacey doesn't. Well, Stacey used to. She doesn't do it anymore because I called her out on it. She rationalizes
a lot. She got angry.
Well, I angry pointed at her.
Oh.
And that's all she did.
I rationalize everything.
Sure.
It reminds me of like, you know how you wake up, you were drinking the next day, and you're like, okay, you got to be like CSI and figure out what you did. So you look at your phone
log,
you look at your text. Oh, shit. What did I do? It'll be something crazy like that I send like an ex. How am I going to explain this? So I figured out, I texted in the morning. I went, oh, that damn autocorrect.
You're like, man, tequila. Yeah. Tequila plus autocorrect. That was a weird sentence.
Yeah, I didn't say any of that. That's weird. I was farm animal naked.
Ask you if you had that avocado recipe. Yeah.
I was doing text to talk, and you know how it always screws
right?
up.
Yeah.
Right? It's ridiculous.
I didn't want you to come over here at 2 a.m. It's crazy.
Right? It's banana.
I didn't send you an emoji of an eggplant. That's
I know
not
I
what
said
I was
it. Black.
I don't have one. Why would,
right?
I, send
Why would I send that?
I do like eggplant parmesan.
Okay, we were getting at a conversation about emojis. Those are so funny. I can't really see them. My eyes are going a little bit. They're so little. So
true.
I pressed one. I didn't know it was the rolling eyes one.
Oh,
and
no.
I offended somebody. I got in a fight. I still did not know.
Oh, my God. You're like,
do you guys know that one? Because I didn't know. I didn't get the memo. Rolling eyes is like, oh, really? You know,
Yeah.
I commented, and then we got in a fight.
Because there's one where they're just like big eyes. Like,
and what is
that? Oh, shocked.
Yeah.
I'm shocked.
But is there
a little
key that says, okay, rolling eyes means...
No,
like,
there's
no,
not.
You just have to know.
You just have to.
And hit my glasses on.
Like on the messaging system.
I'm going to increase
work.
The font size on your phone.
Believe me.
No, that's
like
for
my
all
best
of us.
Friend. He's 30 years old. So I hang around like the younger. I'm on the other side of the room. He's like, I can read your text across the room. I'm like, wait till you get older. It's not so private because it's like
so
huge.
Mean. Right. You
so,
have
yeah,
to get
no,
the privacy screen on because
you
otherwise
can't increase
everyone
mine anymore.
Gets
so yeah, I've learned that one really quick.
Ridiculous.
I'm not good at technology, but I learned how to
right?
increase the font.
Okay, so this guy's name is Damien.
Oh, look at you.
And he said, do you like dragons? And I said, who doesn't like dragons? And they said, villagers, probably. And then he said, good, because I'm going to be dragging my balls across your face tonight.
Let us pray. Lord, please. Help this person.
Charles St. Patrick's Day, and that's Dublin funny.
Yeah. All right. Okay, this guy's name is Dwayne.
Oh,
and he said, are you by chance an archaeologist?
Oh,
and the next one said, because I have a really average sized bone I'd like you to inspect. So then I responded with, yeah, right. I said, been so long since it was in use that an archaeologist has to look at it.
That's good.
Well done.
And it would be a debt. No, never mind.
And he was like, oh, touche.
Good day. I said good day.
That's bananas.
Okay.
We have like one more.
Okay, one more. This guy's name is
Draymond.
Draymond, sure. And okay, this is what he said. I didn't even respond. Anyway, Brian, Carlos, Evan, Dana, and Farah are trying to find seats in a movie theater. Brian must sit next to Dana no matter what. Dana cannot sit next to Evan. Carlos must sit on Dana's right side. Even if Evan sits in the aisle, there must be one seat between Farah and Brian. If Brian sits in the aisle, will you sit on my face? I laugh again.
Oh my God, give me his number. That's awesome.
Love connection.
Because he reeled me in. That's,
oh no,
when
because,
it's unexpected,
because
I like
in my
that.
Head,
it's
I was like, okay,
I
Brian,
like it's
needs
a problem
to sit
story.
Here.
A story problem. Right. I'm like, oh, I don't want to do it. Oh, that's good.
See, this is the impatient part of me. When I get something like that, I skip to the end to be like, what is it that you want? And then I'll go back and figure it out.
And then you're going to go back and be like, okay, this is who's sitting by each other and I'm not there. Good luck.
Right? Gosh.
That was funny.
Michelle, thank you so much for being on the show.
Michelle, you are hilarious. Let us know when you're doing stand-up
and
anywhere.
And we will let everybody know.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
Thank you. It was fun.
Yeah, I'm glad you had fun.
Hey, shouts to our delicious sound engineer.
Sound gurus.
Ellen.
I am here today.
Yes. Hi. We already said you were here.
Oh, sorry.
You're fine.
Don't say sorry.
I don't think it's a show unless Ellen apologizes.
Is that true? Is that what she's known for?
She's like, I'm sorry.
I didn't know.
She's like, I'm so sorry. It's like, it's okay.
Like, no, you're here. We like you.
Right? She likes you.
Anyway, I am Stacy. I'm not Stacy.
I'm Chelsea.
Yeah. Okay, I'm Chelsea.
I'm Stacy.
And this is Reasons Why I'm Single.
Okay, bye.
But we'll see you guys next week. Bye. I'm single. I'm single.